Fourth Perkos Vachum, second mission. The kabbanis that you have to sprinkle the blood on the inside Mizbeach. Those are chatois primes, like the chatos of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, or certain affairs with Bezdin or Kohen Gadol. If he did not bring every sprinkling that he had to sprinkle, lo kippur, the korban is not kosher. In other words, he has to sprinkle 8 times in the kosher kedushim, 8 times on the peroiches, 11 times on the mizbech apnimi. If he missed even one of those, the whole thing is possible. If he did them all properly, but one improperly, possible they but kodesh. The carbon will be possible, but there will not be chorus. We're talking about when there was no so the question is, why is there no chorus? So if you had any machshava other than pigel, obviously there's no chorus. There's another discussion that in a case where you need multiple actions in order to be matter. For example, you have to sprinkle the blood more than one place, and you thought the Roman Machshava only in half of it. So the Shita said, "Oh, we'll see later." Then Ein Mefagel Mechatzei Matir. You have to, in other words, if you're making pigel, the Machshava is pigel, and sprinkling the blood, it has to be done in all the sprinkling of the bloods that were essential. So in this case, we have multiple sprinkling of the bloods that were essential for the kashrus of the korban, and you thought pigel only in one of them, it won't make the carbon, the one wheat is carbon will not be chavkos. Yeah, the Rav brings this perish, but Lemaisa Achronim point out that this is the Habimim of the Gemara. The Maskar of the Gemara says that even though that din will be true according to the opinion that Hosein Fagel Mechatzi Matar, our Mishnah is telling us a bigger chiddush, which is that, or a different chiddush, that ketikten means that everything was good except for the fact that there was a machshav of pigel. And achas shaloi ketikna, the one that was shaloi ketikna, means it had another machshav of different psul, of loy lishmo, or chutz l'mkoyma. And that we learned in the previous Mishnah that if you had a machshav of chutz l'zmano, which would make it pigel v'chayiv kodesh, but other than that, if you had another machshav of a different psul, the fact that there was another psul involved in this korban causes the pigel not to take full effect, and therefore there's no curse.